Well, we've name-dropped a lot of podcasts today.
And I've pretended I've known half of them.
And you know who we haven't name-dropped today? Big Fatty. Big Fatty Online.
Yes.
Don't go to anything but Big Fatty Online.
Don't search it with the search safety off. Don't do it.
No, don't. It's dangerous. So, Big Fatty, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
We were on his opening again yesterday.
Oh, we were?
Yep. With Spunk Lube.
Spunk Lube. Good on any opening, really.
Yeah, especially Big Fatty's.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Lube, good on any opening, really.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1320 of the BFO for the 15th of February 2013. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, little show. Y'all, we've got voice letters, and we're heading over to Spot McFaddy. Yes, McFaddy. Hello, horrified Big Fatty. You can say that again. I am horrified. I shudder in the corner every day. We're at the Horror Hotel. Dear Gussie, hi, everyone. I love you. All right. It's going well, y'all. Let's see. What have I done? What have I done? Big Fatty, please don't tell everything you've done. Well, anyway, y'all haven't had any fun yet, but y'all, a name that may come back to some old listeners from the past over here at the Horror Hotel. Y'all just ran into Snake. Remember Snake? Well, I just ran into him, and he says, "Hey, quarter," and he may be stopping by the Auxiliary Fat Cave here at the Horror Hotel later tonight. Big Fatty, where will I go? Well, you can go have a drink. But anyway, Wednesday night, y'all, we all got together and watched the premiere of The Survivor and drank gin. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And Big Fatty may have had a little bit too much gin, but y'all, I can't drink very much between now and Sunday because I got to be tuned in to do the big horror contest. So that's Big Fatty. So y'all, by the time Sunday afternoon rolls around, you know Big Fatty will be just primed for the pump need pump the prime. Pump the prime. Poor How about prime the pump? I like pump the prime more, though. Yes, Big Fatty, now please move forward. Happy birthday. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I gotta say something. March, April, the middle of May, y'all, there's a lot of fucking nuts going on. Yes, Big Fatty, because y'all, this weekend, we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal that we need to talk about. Y'all, today, for right the 15th, y'all, it is the one and only, that cutie patootie, formerly of the Dangerous and Lovely, a little show, y'all. It's Zachaby. It's Zachaby's celebration of exiting the birth canal. So, y'all, if you see him on the 20, send him a little birthday spanking. And y'all, then on Saturday, it is the celebration many moons ago of the big old bottom himself. Big, that's vulgar. Y'all, it's Bob. Bob up there in the cola. Columbia, y'all, he's the other half of that Trucker Alex. I hope Trucker Alex remembered to send a gift at. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's the other half of that crazy Mexican. Y'all, it is Mr. Zed's celebration of exiting the birth canal. So, y'all, send some birthday love to Zachaby and Bob, the big old bottom, and Mr. Zed. Big Fatty, do you think there'll be some Mexican cake? Dear Gussie, y'all, there is a tie for the super fan of the BFO over at Smutton McFatty, y'all. It says that Peter G and Miss Kathy Bacon got the most votes. Decide with an extra ballot, random pick, final vote. Spotting crazy is lost, ruined. Big Fatty, I don't know what that means. Well, y'all, I'm going to click on the little link over there. Because, y'all, there was a link over there. And, y'all, it's just open to, there it goes. Vote results. That Peter G, 27%. Kathy Bacon, 27.6. Hat M, the crazy Mexican. Amy Coase. Scotty, the little Aussie battler. The boy genius. Drum Major Kev. Ed Candelera. Romo from Pod Cubs. Tom from the Chicagos. And Lori Warbucks. So, y'all, I don't know how you're supposed to decide that over there, but it says decide with an extra ballot, random pick, final vote. Big Freddy, what does that mean? I don't know. Spotting crazy, tell us.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello there, Fatty Daddy. It's your gay country boy, Wes. I'm through, kicking my pebble down the road. Sorry I didn't get to see you, but hopefully I will be able to soon. I hope you had a great Fatty Tuesday yesterday. Our last time to celebrate before getting really deep in thought and, you know, personal clarification. I don't know who Clara is. But hope you had a peaceful Ash Wednesday as well. So, I want to call and say hello, and going to do some taxes, as you know I spend a lot of time this time of year doing. It's just fantastic. You really get to see all the crazy people that don't know what taxes are, but they have to pay them, or they get imprisoned. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. So, until later. Love you much. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That is Wes the Gay Country Boy, and I don't know if you know this or not. But, y'all, that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No, Big Fat, no. But, y'all, you know, Wes was kind of poopy because Big Fatty, he wasn't able to see Big Fatty when Big Fatty was in the Hatlantas last weekend. And so he was just kind of, shrugging his shoulders and kicking his pebble down the road because he was upset. And, y'all, Big Fatty is over here at the Horror Hotel shrugging his shoulders and kicking the pebble around, wondering why the gay country boy, Wes, is not over here at the Horror Hotel this weekend. Because, you know, Big Fatty is here, and so is Mr. Michael Brandon. Big Fatty, why did he get two pebbles with one stone? Or anyway, but Wes, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely to hear your voice. By the way, Wes, on yesterday's little show, I read out the names of the people that were coming to Pride 48, and this seemed to have been an obvious omission. There were several glaring omissions. You know that George in Atlanta, but y'all, I heard on his little show, y'all, he's heard about that carnival cruise down there in Mexico. That, you know, all the turlets are backing up, and there's no air conditioning, and there's no food on it. Y'all, he immediately went out and signed up for a carnival cruise. Y'all, I think it's lovely. Just lovely. You can't get these third world cruises just anytime. You've got to travel on Carnival to experience those. So, George, I hope you have a lovely I think they call those the cripple cruise, because the ship goes out into the middle of nowhere and is crippled, and then it turns into just a big fatty. It just turns into a poop pot. So anyway. But Wes, both Mr. Bratton and I will keep an eye out just in case you change your mind, decide to come by and say hello to him. So by the way, his boyfriend's over here this weekend. He's a cutie little patootie. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. And Wes, you know, you were talking about going into a time of self-reflection. You know, the Lent thing and the Ash Wednesday and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, everywhere I went on Wednesday, I kept going up to people and saying, you got a little something on your forehead. Just a little something on your forehead. And y'all, I just felt like getting a wet wipe and going after them. Big Freddy, that's just vulgar.
Hey, I got a big announcement and some breaking news. So play the music. Music playing. Okay, here's the big enough. Well, I don't know which is which. You decide. I have ordered an iPad mini for my husband for Valentine's Day. I'm going to give him my iPad, and I get the mini. So, yay, I'm getting a mini. Announcement or whatever it is, probably a blessing to some. I'm taking a hiatus during the Lenten season. I am eliminating and cutting back social media. So I'll see y'all in April.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this is big news. This is huge news. I don't know how this is going to impact the Spotting Big Fatty superfan little contest. Y'all, I don't know. I don't know, but y'all, Miss Bacon. Y'all, what is that's the brofkus. Y'all, Miss Bacon's not fooling a soul. Not fooling Big Fatty anyway, y'all. Did you notice that her hiatus just happened to coincide with when the Pope stepped down and when the conclave of cardinals is going to be meeting and a new Pope would be named, y'all? I guarantee she is over in St. Peter's Basilica over there with all those old white men in those big old fancy hats going, vote Bacon, Big Fatty, you're probably right. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me, where did I put it? Big Fatty, where did you put it? Oh, it fell on the floor here. Y'all, I want to tell you about the rest of the schedule for the Big Horror Weekend. And for Saturday, y'all, we'll be getting up and having the coffee and the Bloody Marys and the Mimosas 9 a.m. in the morning, and then that's followed or that's run concurrently with a continental breakfast. And then from 9 a.m. In the morning to 1 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, the registration and the silent auction continues. Then in the morning, y'all, they are doing some, Big Fatty is involved with the contestants. We rehearse some different items that morning, so I won't be around for these, but y'all, they're having some workshops, and one of them is a ladies' roundtable workshop for all the female horror attendees, and then there's a puppet show 101. I don't know if it's a demonstration or whatever, but anyway. And y'all, there's a free HIV testing going on from 11 a.m. in the morning to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. At 12 noon, there's a light informal lunch. And y'all, I believe it's dainty sandwiches. Be ready. And then from 1 to 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, there's a cocktail party for the winner of the horror contest from last year. That's sort of his farewell cocktail party. And then at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, we have the leather scenes. And each of the contestants performs a leather scene for the audience. And y'all, it can be just about anything. There are very few restrictions on that. And so those are always a very very popular, very, very popular item during the weekend. Then at, let's see here now, we're at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. You know, the contestants sell the tickets for the raffle baskets. And so they all that stops at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And then at 6:30 p.m., y'all, we're having a formal sit-down buffet dinner. And it comes with the wine and all that kind of stuff. And then at 10 p.m. in the evening, y'all, we're back over at the bar, and we have the finals. There's an what do you call it? It's an on-stage question. And y'all, we come up with some funny questions for them just to keep the mood light, you know, and give them a chance to kind of be humorous, and you know, because humor is a way to entertain people, and that's what it's all about. Yes, Big Fatty, you should try using some of that in your little show sometime. Maybe I will. And then at 11:30 p.m. in the evening, the men's pig pen and the ladies' play space open, and at midnight, another one of those cigar smokers gatherings. Then on Sunday, y'all, there's coffee, and then at 10 o'clock, 10 to noon, there's the silent auction goes. It closes at noon. At 10 a.m. until noon, they also have Mingle with the Winners Buffet Brofkas, so that'll be lovely. More HIV testing from 11 a.m. in the morning to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Then from 3 to 5, y'all, it is the Leather Tea. And, y'all, that is the open bar wind-down party, sometimes they call it. But, y'all, it's music and drinking and just good times. That's when Big Fatty will get all fucked up. Yes, Big Fatty! And then at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, there's a Pizza Plus party. And they're going to have the pizza pie and Garden Solid and everything, and then the pig pen will be open that afternoon. Then everybody who is staying over on Sunday night, they'll all be checking out on Monday morning. So there you go, y'all. Now remember, and we'll probably at some point on Sunday night, we're probably all going to be watching the Big Run. Because, y'all, the Big Run debuts this Sunday night, and I know there are many of you that love the Big Run. And, you know, y'all, maybe the Dowager will be on the Big Run. Big Fatty, she and that other old woman could be on the Big Run together. Y'all, wouldn't you love to see the combination of Downton Abbey and the Big Run? Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you're just not right. You're just not right. There's something wrong with you. But anyway, so that's pretty much it. So y'all, the weekend really gets started for Big Fatty now, and I'll be back Sunday afternoon. I hope the assistant. Oh, dear Gussie, I hope the assistant remembers to send me the celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's a little slack this past week. That's all I got to say. But, you know, that's all right. We all have our moments. But I hope the assistant sends it to me while I'm over here at the Horror Hotel. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Go over there to Spot and Big Fatty. Try to figure out what in the hell you're supposed to do to decide between that Peter G and Miss Bacon for the superfan. And y'all, think of Big Fatty, especially if Snake comes by here later this evening. In fact, Seda 69 and Cindy, do you have any advice for Big Fatty? Should Snake decide to come by tonight?
Yeah. Good on any opening, really.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lovely idea. I'll go get some.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.